USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A planned vote on a roughly $1.8 trillion social spending and environmental bill has been delayed, but work continues on the infrastructure plan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time for Congress to send the bill to President Biden.
So that these jobs can come online as soon as possible. We have waited a while. We had hoped to pass it sooner.
The Senate approved the bill a few weeks ago with a bipartisan majority, but it stalled in the House, with progressives demanding a vote first on a larger social spending bill. Democratic leaders had hoped to bring that to a vote as well, but they opted for a procedural vote that would set up the final approval later this month. President Biden called lawmakers seeking support for both the social spending bill and the infrastructure package. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The forcible touching case against former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to prosecutors, is potentially defective because the investigator from the Albany Sheriff's Department who filed it failed to include a sworn statement from the victim. District Attorney David Soares said the investigator also failed to include certain parts of the woman's testimony that could be favorable to Cuomo. The DA said he was in the middle of a months-long investigation when the sheriff's investigator unilaterally and inexplicably filed the complaint. The judge then pushed Cuomo's appearance from later this month to January 7th. President Biden and former Presidents Bush, Obama, and former First Lady Hillary Clinton all attended the funeral for former Secretary of State and war hero Colin Powell. He was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His son Michael gave a tearful speech remembering his father. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASA is planning on crashing a spacecraft into an asteroid. They've produced a video explaining how and why.
The DART mission is NASA's first test of a planetary defense technique called kinetic impactor.
DART is the double asteroid redirection test. It's just a spacecraft that is going to go and smack an asteroid.
The moonlet Dimorphos, which orbits the asteroid Didymos.
And see if we can change its trajectory just a little bit.
In order to show that we can deflect incoming asteroids if we need to.
DART will only be changing the period of the orbit of Dimorphos by a tiny amount, but in space, just a little bit is just enough to make an asteroid actually miss us. In the event that an asteroid is discovered well ahead of time before it might impact Earth,
the solar arrays will actually roll out to 28 feet in length.
Once the solar array that deploys is going to be the size of a school bus. As the solar array opens up, it's going to swing out in this direction. The asteroid's only 2 football fields in size.
We're flying at over 6 kilometers a second.
We're super excited and nervous as well.
I feel really honored and humbled to be working in an area of science that has such a broader impact, you know, figuratively and literally.
The dinosaurs are made completely extinct by an asteroid impact so many years ago. Here we are, can actually do something about it. I think this is just wonderful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.